We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Lord Jesus, I'm asking you that let the things that come out of my mouth, Lord God, may be decent in order, Lord Jesus. That this congregation may be able to hear today the Spirit of the Lord. That someone today, in the pardon of their sins, Lord God, will come home running back, asking, what must I do in order to be saved? These blessings we ask on your daughter, son, Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. And amen. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to the senior pastor here, my spiritual father, Reverend Mathis, my sister in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, God bless you, God keep you. And also to my brother in the ministry, Reverend Bell, God bless you. And the Antioch church family, and friends and guests, I'd like to say to you, good morning and thank you. If you have your Bibles with you today, that is a word that is taken out of the book of Matthews, the gospel according to Matthew's New Testament, the 14th chapter, verse 25, chapter 14. Verse 25, and I'll be reading out of the King James Version. And these are the words that are recorded. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. May God have a blessing and reading on his divine word. Church, I have arrived a topic for my subject, walking on troubled waters. Walking on troubled waters. Has anybody here ever walked on some troubled waters? I know I have. See, church, I'm not going to be before you long. If you better help me preach this sermon before Southern Class drop that first chicken in the bucket, you better get your fresh batch. But I need your help and I need your prayers. And I thank you so much for your love and your support. I'm not going to be before you long. It's a word that needs to be spoken, and I do have a word. And as I studied my text, I had to go into the 13th chapter to see where this thing was started. Then I had to study the 14th chapter to see where I was at. Then I had to study the 15th chapter to see where I was going. In order to see what the Lord is really saying to us. But here it is, King Herod, who was a mighty king during those biblical days. He was doing all kinds of things that was not lined up like Christ. But one thing he did in particular that disturbed John the Baptist. King Herod had took on his brother's wife, Philip's wife, Herodias. And John the Baptist told him, say, King, what you're doing is not right. That is not biblically right, and by the law of Moses, you are wrong. And he publicly let the kingdom know that what he had done was wrong. King Herod, seeing that John the Baptist was speaking those things against him. And the wife that he had took, Herodias, heard him also too. In order to shut him up, they locked him up in the prison. We see what's going on there right now. If you say something that the person don't like in Washington, D.C., what do? He try to shut you down and shut you up. But watch this. After they locked him up, King Herod had a birthday. And his birthday, Herodias' daughter, Salome, and other young ladies began to dance in front of the chamber, in front of the throne before him. And he became very amazed and very looking at it. He felt so good at how they were performing before him. He told Salome, I tell you what, you've done a great job, and I'm willing to give you anything you want in this kingdom. I'll give you all the fine linen, all the gold, whatever you need. I'm going to give it to you. Salome heard what the king had said, and she went to her mother. She said, Herodias, did you hear what the king has said? And she said, yes, my love. She said, well, what should I ask of him to give me? Herodias looked at her daughter and said, you tell the king that you want John the Baptist's head on a platter. Salome looked at her mother and said, is this what you want? Yes, this is what I want. So she went to the king and said, King, I want John the Baptist's head on a platter. And the king looked at her and he became distraught because he knew that John the Baptist was a standing out righteous man before God. But back in that days, he had gave an oath. It's not how we do it today. We promise we'll do one thing, we'll change our mind. The king gave an oath, so he said, let it be done. So he sent the executioner to the cell, and he beheaded John the Baptist. Put it on a platter. And she came before them and began to dance and began to perform, and he was very happy. But then when the disciples heard that what had happened, they went to the area that where John the Baptist's body was to give him a proper burial. And when they had buried John the Baptist, they had told Jesus of what had happened. The Bible said that Jesus arrived in the sea and on a ship. And when he got to the area, he began to walk. He found himself in a desolate area. All of a sudden, droves of people start coming from everywhere. Peter told Jesus, said, where are all these people coming from? Jesus said, I don't know, but they're in need. And the Bible said that they came and they fellowship with Jesus for 3 long days. And the scripture said that Jesus healed, he made the lame walk, he unstopped deaf ears, he gave the blind sight, he cured sugar diabetes, he cured cancer, he did everything he could to help the people. They said that some of them that could not touch, they just touched the hem of his garment and they became whole. That should have been some confirmation. That should have been a hand clap right there. I told you, if y'all help me preach this sermon, I won't be alone. They just only touched the hem of his garment, and they became whole. But watch this. After he had healed them for 3 long days, then Peter said, Lord, we must be on our way. You must send them off. But the Lord said, no, I'm not going to send them off because they haven't been fed yet. But Peter said, but Lord, but look what we have. I only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. How in the world are we going to be able to feed all these people? Jesus said, you must not know who my Father is. My Father's able. He said, but what you need to do, you need to just set them in groups of thousands. And let me do the rest. And when the Bible said that when Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes, the Bible said that he looked up. He said, Lord, my Father, multiply and supply. Has anybody in here ever had a shortness in their food cabinet? I don't know about you, but I was growing up, our food was short sometimes. See, I don't know about you, but I was raised up on some syrup sandwiches, ketchup sandwiches, and flapjack. They call them funnel cakes right now. But I know what the Lord has gave me growing up because we didn't have. But some kind of way, mama made a way some kind of way. And our bellies were full before we went to bed that night. But watch this. After Jesus had fed the multitude, the scripture said that he had fragments of baskets left over. So that let me know right there that not only he'll supply your need, he'll also give you more than what you need to die. Yeah. But watch this. After he had fed them, he told Peter, now you go ahead and tell them to go ahead. And when the people begin to disperse, the Bible said that Jesus went up and said, look, y'all go ahead and get in the ship and get to the other side. I'm going to be over there after a while. But I'm going to have to go up to the mountain and pray. And when he went to the mountain, the scripture said that when he got there, he found himself all alone. That's a shout right there for somebody right now. That when you done labored and tossed, sometimes you just want to be by yourself. You don't mean to be no harmful way. Yeah, I know you need a ride to go to CVS Farm to get your medicine. Yeah, I know you need a ride to go to Super One to get your food. Yeah, I know you want to talk on the phone to God, but right now I need to talk to the Lord. I need some alone time. I'm not trying to be no kind of way. I just need to isolate myself away from what's going on in this world. I need to cut that TV off. I need to cut that radio off. I need to focus on the Lord. I told you, if y'all help me, I promise you I won't be alone. But watch this. Once Jesus found himself alone, the scripture said that Peter and the disciples had got in the midst of the sea. And when they got in the midst of the sea, the wind was contrary and very boisterous. But watch this. Even though Jesus was in the mountain, he still had a watchful eye on his disciples. That's a confirmation for somebody here today. That even though Jesus is busy and you're going through some things, he still got an eye on what you're going through. Did not he say, I'll never leave you, never forsake you? Didn't he say, I will be with you to the end of your life? But watch this. After he had seen that they came in the middle of the boat and the wind was scary, and they came to be afraid because surely they thought that they were going to die. But watch this. They said that in the fourth watch, meaning about 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, I'm very familiar because that's when I get up in the morning, 4 o'clock, and I send out my message early in the morning. Early in the morning. He said early in the morning he became to be walking on troubled waters. And when they seen him, they said that they became to be feared. They said it is a ghost. Kind of remind me when I was a kid, when I was out in the yard playing marbles, and I had my friends, and I'll be shooting marbles, and I noticed that the wind began to get kind of stirred up, and I...
Thank thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you,